Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 it's your boy, In God, on the internet, on iTunes and Amazon.com. Got the internet going nuts. It's your boy, Minister Stevie T. And hey, at 9 p.m. sharp Eastern time, I'm checking out my homie, Faith Walker, on what?
The Mantle of God Empowerment Program.
What's wrong with
it?
What done got into it? What's wrong with Black?
Blessed, we the blessed, that's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too. We be the blessed, we the blessed, that's true. Since we the blessed, then you the blessed too.
Saints of the Most High God. You are now tuning to EMG Radio, sponsored by Nathan on the Spot. We bring you the best, amen, and gospel programming throughout the week, amen. I trust you had a wonderful day. I trust that you are all a blessing the Lord and highly favored. Amen, amen. If you didn't catch last night's broadcast, you missed one, amen. We had the Russell delegations in the building. We were playing some songs off their CD. We had definitely had the representatives in the building, amen. Shout out to Lisa McClendon and them tuned in, amen. Also, amen, Mahogany, also Lucretia Campbell. If you ain't heard that Almighty God, amen, I mean, that worship anthem, it definitely goes in. If you missed it, go back in the archive at blogtalkradio.com/Nathan on the Spot. Amen. You go there, check it out. Definitely be blessed. Amen. But right now, we're going to go into a word of prayer so we can just line our hearts and govern ourselves accordingly in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, we just ask for your forgiveness, Lord God, of anything we said, anything we did, Lord God, that's not pleasing in your sight, God. And we ask that you take full control of this broadcast, Lord God. We ask that you take the wheel, Lord God, and we ask that you release your angels over this broadcast, Lord God. Let your anointing go forth on tonight, Lord God. Quicken the listeners who are gathered all around the world via internet, Lord God, smartphones, galaxy phones, laptops, desktops, Lord God, wherever electronic device they are using. And tonight, Lord God, we just ask that they be able to connect with your anointing on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, bless the man of God who joined us tonight, Lord God. Bless the woman of God, Lord God. And Lord God, enlarge their territory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord God, because you woke us up this morning and you got us in this place, Lord God. Gathered on tonight, Lord God. Bless Pastor Hill, Lord God, the man of God, Lord God. Bless him behind the scenes making all everything happen, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just ask, Lord God, as your angels just take full authority over everything in the realm, God, every unclean spirit, everything that's not like you, God. We ask, Lord God, that you be glorified, magnified, Lord God. And, Lord God, and just endow your people on tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Like I said, amen, you are tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker, also known as the Lazarus, amen. Amen. So I bless you on tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to go into our scripture reading, and then, amen, we're going to do a little brief announcement, then we're going to introduce our guests, amen. We're coming from Galatians, amen, chapter 4, amen, verse 1. And it reads, "Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time, my God, was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we may receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then the heir of God through Christ. Howbeit then, when we are not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods." I have just finished reading Galatians chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Blesses not only the hearers, but the doers of God's holy word. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Wait on your season, amen. Go from servanthood to sonship to kingdomship, amen. Do not neglect each step as God takes you on your journey in this process of life. Amen, amen. The number for tonight is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416, the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Now, first of all, amen. Our guest tonight, amen, he comes, amen, fresh off his smash video, amen. Why would I? Definitely go on YouTube. Definitely go all around. Check out that Google app, man of God. We got Deacon Brown joined with us, amen. Tell the people how they doing, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm blessed, man. I'm blessed. I'm blessed enough. I thank God for this opportunity once again to be on the show. And I just want to thank God for allowing me with that gift to minister through gospel music. And the new single that just dropped now was Why Would I? You can go
amen,
on iTunes and get it. You can look at it on a video on YouTube.
Amen. Bless you, man of God. And our guest of this evening, amen. My God, she comes by way of Delaware, amen. I'm so excited on this tonight. Y'all got, excuse me, amen. She is a kingdom business and power. She's a woman of God first. She's an evangelist. She sows the word of God in lives across this nation. She's an author of Living on the Edge, amen. Get that book. She's also an author of Business Principle and Practices, Broke Yesterday, Rich Today. Definitely want to get that book. She's a 2012 Silver Steve Winner Award winner for Women in Business. My God. She's a mentor. She's a graduate of Delaware State U. Stand up to the U. She has a PhD in education. Govern yourselves accordingly on tonight. She's a teacher and instructor of the college students. She's a member of the National Association for Business Owners. Show your love for the queen, amen. The woman of God, evangelist Dr. Alicia Broughton.
God bless you, man of God. It's such a privilege to be on the show this evening. I salute you and I say thank you once again.
Amen, Doc. We definitely are blessed to be here on tonight, amen, just to have you with us, amen. And definitely we just rocking out tonight. I got my brother with me, amen, Deacon Brown, and we just going to rock out tonight, amen, with the woman of God, amen. And for those who are gathered, amen, those who got their notebooks handy on tonight, amen. But first we just going to go to the woman of God, amen, and we just going to ask you, amen. A lot of people would like to know, from what I know, they want to know that how did you rise from humble beginnings to where you are right now, operating in the fullness of your purpose in God?
It's been rough. I grew up in poverty, and I always looked towards my grandmother as a hero in my life. She basically raised me, and I grew up in the church. And just from some of the biblical the scriptures that I grew up on, like my favorite scripture, "I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continuously be in my mouth," Psalms 34. And, you know, even growing up, even though it was rough, I always learned to believe and trust in God. And as I graduated from high school, I got a full ride to Delaware State University, where I graduated from Delaware State University. But it has not always been easy. I've had rough times. I've been homeless. I've been without a car. Maybe about 3 years ago, I went from a $50,000 salary to $0. I was an educator for 21 years and was diagnosed with breast cancer. And during the time that I was diagnosed with breast cancer, my district told me that they could not hire me back. I was at risk. So here I found myself without any money. I'm like, okay, God, what am I going to do? I lost everything that I had. I went from a $300,000 house to a $75,000 house, to an apartment, to public housing. I lost my car, everything that I had, but I continue to stand on God's promises. It's been so rough. Sometimes we didn't have heat. Sometimes we didn't have food. But I can always say when we got right down to the last, God made a way. So I encourage your listeners today, you know, whatever you're going through, God will definitely make a way. And even when I was going through the breast cancer situation, you know, I would call friends, I would call family. I can tell you, homeless for 4 months, I did not go to church, couldn't even get a ride to the church. And I just began to, so at this time, I began to pray and seek God. God said, I want you to write the vision and make it plain. Okay, yes. God, what are you saying? I want you to start your own business. So one day I sit down and I began to write everything that I could do. Boom, I can grant write, I can book edit it, I know how to do event planning, I know how to do coaching, I know how to do business coaching, I know how to do event planning for others and PR work. So I began to make this list, and this list went from one to maybe over 100 things I could do. I began to Google people that did things similar to what I did and got brochures and flyers and began to just market. And God just began to open up the doors. When I didn't have a car, I didn't have anything. I did better when I didn't have a full-time job. We're just doing my business on the side. And as I began, I started off, and when I started off, I began to just do it to bless people. And I just felt God saying to bless people. I'm like, okay, God, I'm blessing people, but I need money. And I just heard in the spirit, God was like, I need you to trust me. Okay, God, I'm trusting you. I'm sitting here doing all this work for free. And even as I began to do the work, I began to get checks in the mail. I remember one time I got a check in the mail for $5,000. Don't know where it came from. Got another check one time for $700. The money was just flowing in. I never knew where the money was. But as I began to do the will of God, I began to volunteer at, like, recreation centers for at-risk youth, began to go to different schools and talk to kids about substance abuse, alcohol, or drugs, and began to talk to single mothers. Those are my passions, my niches, and just began to sit with women in general. God began to open up doors for me, like speaking engagements, and God began to just pour out the funding that I needed. And I said, okay, God, I really want to go into business. God said, get your business license. Didn't have the money. I prayed about it. An hour later, I got a knock on the door, and somebody came and said, God said for me to sow this seed. It was the exact amount that I needed to go get this business license. It was enough for gas. I remember going to the Internal Revenue and getting my license, and I got the license on a Monday at 8 something in the morning. By 5 o'clock that afternoon, I had gained 3 contracts. So I'm saying that to say this, no matter what you're going through, and even as you begin to seek God, God will make the very least provisions that you need. Somebody on this call has a desire to start a business. God said if you take the first step, he's going to do the rest. So all you have to do is take the first step to believe that God, stand on God's promises and believe what God has to say, and God will make the provisions. So from 2007 until now, I've been diagnosed with breast cancer 3 times. The last time I was diagnosed with breast cancer was 2013. And I lost 80% of the vision in my left eye. And the doctors told me, they said, you're going to lose all your vision within the next 30 days. And I began to just anoint my eyes and began to bathe and bless the oil. I had my pastor pray over the oil and began to bathe in the oil and began to anoint my eyes. And I remember getting a sticky pads. And I had 3 of them on my bedroom mirror, one for healing, one for restoration, and one for finances, and one for spiritual growth. And I said, okay, God, every time I got depressed, I would pull one of them scriptures and begin just to speak out the word out loudly. I said, God, I thank you. By his stripes I'm healed. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I began to prophesy to myself and tell myself that, you know what, doctors, I hear what you say, but I know what God said. By his stripes I'm healed. So I'm saying tonight, sometimes you got to get in your secret place. You got to get in your secret corner, and you have to believe God and seek God for yourself. There's times where God separates us from everyone else so that we can hear what God has for us. And in the midst of that, they said I had cancer. I had lost my vision. And then not even 90 days after that, I got sick. And they said, well, we think you have lupus. I'm like, oh, my God, that's a triple whammy, God. I said, you know what, I'm too young, and I know you have too much for me to do. So I remember going to the doctor, and the doctor was doing blood work. He was doing tests, and he said, you don't look one word a bit. I said, no, I'm not worried. And I said, because God is my source. And the doctor said, oh, you one of those, you one of those religious people. I said, you know what, God's going to make you a believer. So I remember talking to the doctor, and the doctor said, he was Arabian. He said to me, he said, I don't believe in that stuff. I said, watch, God going to make you a believer. They sent me from Delaware to Johns Hopkins, from Johns Hopkins to the University of Maryland, to another hospital in Pennsylvania. I went all over the place because they're doing the lab work, and they can't find anything. But at the time, I didn't know what was going on. So when I finally went to the last hospital, Johns Hopkins, they came out, and they said, we looked at your blood work. And they said, we don't know what happened. They said, we can't find anything. And that's enough for me to give God some praise and glory for. I celebrate my own life because I should have been dead a long time ago, according to the doctors. But whose report shall I believe? I continue to trust God. I continue to believe in God. I know in the atmosphere that it's not, surely not what it looks like. So many times we get focused on a natural situation. So God is saying tonight, for surely it's not what it looks like. And, you know, even as I begin to focus on what God has promised me, I said, God, I'm a millionaire in training. God, I'm not looking at my circumstances, but, God, I'm standing on your word. I'm believing on your word. And I thank God because he's been doing everything that he said he was going to do. I remember when my oldest daughter, she was in high school, and I said, well, you're not going to be able to go to college. You know I'm sick. I don't know what we're going to do. And I told her she had to go to a local college, a local two-year college, and she said, okay, Mom, I'll work and I'll help. And I remember seeing Bill Gates on Oprah Winfrey, and I said, oh, my gosh, there's Bill Gates and there's a scholarship. And the scholarship was for close to $200,000, and they said 1 out of 50 million students get this scholarship. And wow. I remember putting this scholarship application out, and I told my daughter, you're going to be one of them 50,000 students. And she was like, Mom, that's a lot of people. I said, well, we're going to touch and agree. We're going to have faith. I remember we locked hands and we prayed. A day before the scholarship was due, my daughter didn't even have half the scholarship done. I made her stay up to midnight. We got all the information that day for the scholarship. We put the scholarship in the mail. 2 months later, I got a phone call from Bill Gates' office saying, this is Laura Zinzibab. You know, this is Bill Gates' secretary. And she began to congratulate me. She said, congratulations, your daughter has won $158,000 scholarship for undergrad. My daughter graduated yesterday from college with her master's degree. He paid for that, and she got another letter today saying that if she wanted to go and get a PhD, he would pay for it as well. And I am looking forward soon to meet Mr. Bill Gates. So I'm saying that, you know, God will put you in places. God will give you favor. God will put you in places with investors. God will put you in places to make your dreams become a reality. I began to go, and I Googled the top 10 millionaires in the United States. I wrote them all letters, sent them COD, and I emailed them. I got their email, and I emailed them. And I did get a response here maybe about 3 weeks ago. So you guys stay tuned. I believe everything that God has promised me. I may not have the money, but, you know, favor not fair. But I believe in this season that God is going to open up every door that I need for every opportunity that I need in his season. So I thank God for that. I just want to be a blessing to other men and women of God. So I go to churches and I do how to attain your 501c3. I talk to people on how to start your business on a shoestring. I do grant writing workshops. I do organizational leadership, organizational structure. A lot of churches, they are churches, but they don't have, like, their infrastructure written down on paper, like the different organizations, their mission statement. They don't have the ingoing and outgoing cash flow. So I travel to different churches to make sure that the infrastructure components are put into place. And I just got accepted into the John Maxwell Christian Leadership Academy. So once I finish that, I'll also be able to travel with John Maxwell's team to do some trainings. So I just thank God for everything he's doing. I just remain humble. And I thank him for just being able to be a blessing to everybody else. And even as I began to work on my PhD, and I had lost my vision. And when I had lost my vision, they told me that I could not be in the program anymore. So they took me out the
Yeah, we're still with you. We're still with you, Evangeline.
Yes. So they took me out of the PhD program, and they told me that I would never be able to finish the program. Well, I thank God because I finished the program in November of 2013. And, you know, I just thank God because he's so true to his word. Whatever your dream is, whatever God has promised you, you know, stay fast to his word and never give up, never quit. Just keep pushing forward. No matter what happens in my life, I still believe God. And I thank God in this season for the things that I have not seen, for ears have not heard.
Yes.
And no eyes have seen what God is about to do in everybody's life on this call tonight. You're just not on this call by coincidence. You're on this call tonight to be empowered, to push through, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like. And you know, today I was reading about Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. I could see them in the fiery furnace, all bundled up with the clothes on, and that they think that they're thinking in the back of their mind that they're not going to make it. And, you know, they see Jesus coming in the fire. So God begins to remind me. So sometimes the heat gets turned up, and you get frantic, and you get heated, and you get frustrated. But God says, I'm walking with you through it all. So I know on tonight, no matter what we go through, God is walking through us in the fiery furnace. So I say unto you tonight, continue to push forward. Continue to move forward in this season because God says he's going to make us the head and not the tail. He's going to make us above and not beneath. And if God said it, it is so. So I touch and agree, whatever call we're on this call tonight, don't be weary, don't quit, don't give up, but continue to do what God has called you to do in this season. For surely God is not a man that he will lie. I'm just so ecstatic for what he's done for me. I'm just so ecstatic for what God is about to do for you. And this is the season. 2014 is a season of healing. It's a season of restoration for God's people. It's a season of prosperity. I prophetically speak overflow to everyone on this call tonight. You will lack no more after tonight. God says continue to believe it. God says continue to speak it. God says continue to see it. And as you begin to speak it and see it, God says, yeah, it is so, regardless of what it looks like. I just hear God say, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it seems like, God said, this is the season, 2014, for you to be blessed. And I just want to say, you know what? The best is yet to come.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Deacon Brown, you got some questions for the woman of God?
Amen. I understand through all the opposition you've been through, you had to stick to the vision I had given you to grasp hold of the thing that you desire and the thing that you was going after. And how did you stay on course through, or stay focused through all those trials and tribulations that you were going through?
When they told me I was going to die, I got on my face before God. I said, God, I can't do this. I need you. Without you, I can't do it. And the enemy battled my mind. The enemy began to take me out. And, you know, even in the season, you got to even watch you in your inner circle. So when people found out I was sick, they came to the hospital to see me. And people began to speak this negativity in my ear. When my friend had cancer and they died, they began to speak all types of evil and manner in my ear. And that kind of like, it did something to my spirit, but I remember saying, God, I need you to intervene. And I hold the Holy Spirit say, you know, watch who's in your inner circle. Right now I needed people to be speaking life to me, and people were speaking death to me. So I had to change everyone in my inner circle. But the thing that kept me the most was some of my leaders and reading the Word of God, and people began to speak positive things in my life. I began to go to the Christian bookstore, and I began to get books on healing, deliverance, and restoration and finances in those areas. And I began to read every book that I could in some of those areas. I read a lot of books by John Maxwell, Joyce Myers, and I began to I remember one of my friends, she does prophetic CDs. And every night I went to bed, I would let these prophetic CDs play about healing so that as I slept, those words would get into my spirit. And I noticed when I let the prophetic CDs play, every morning I got up, it was already in my spirit. I should not die but live. And I say tonight, you know, whatever you're going through, get around some positive people. Get it in your spirit, and our word is what keeps us. And there were times where I couldn't literally read the word. I didn't feel like reading the word. So I got CDs. I got CDs. Anything that could go on my inner man, I made sure it went in my inner ear so that I could hear it. And I stayed around positive people. Sometimes I would call my pastor 3 or 4 times a day, but he was there. So, you know, you just got to find people that are for you, because everybody's not for you. Even in business, even in ministry, the enemy sends people your way to perpetrate like they're for you, but they're not against you. And sometimes you can't even let your enemy know what you're doing. And I'm beginning to learn that. But God says in this season, he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I thank God, because no matter what I went through, God was always there. And I would say, I stood in the Word of God. I stayed in the Word of God. And I fell before God. I turned my plate down, and I stayed before God, and I stayed in his presence. And I thank God, because it was like he shielded me. Nobody at one point called and they stayed away. And I knew that when God shielded me, they said he didn't have time. It was all kinds of excuses. And I got upset and mad. But God let me know. He said, I had to shield you in this season to go to the next level.
My God, my God, my God. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We are joined. We have the doc in the house, amen, the evangelist, amen, Dr. Elisha Broughton, amen, coach, author, motivational speaker, woman of God, amen. We definitely rocking out. We also have the man of God, amen, D. Deacon Brown, amen. Why would I? Amen. We got him in the building, amen. We just flowing by way of the anointing. You can call up all of y'all that's packed up on those lines, amen. You can definitely press 1, amen, at any time for your questions concerning business. Cause if you got, and I just feel like people got a lot of questions concerning the suffering, amen. And so what I'm going to ask is this, amen, by way of the anointing, amen. Why does it seem like people, we are deviating from our valleys as far as the suffering of God? What would you say to the listeners about the suffering? What can it do? That the Bible teaches us that it helps us identify with the power of Christ, amen. Because when I listen to you, amen, I mean, you have such an anointing, amen. You have such an anointing, and as you begin to tell about your journey, now one can go back and see, like, wow, she's went through it. And so why is it that in this season so many don't want to go through?
You know what? You got to go through because there's a cost for the anointing. You just can't walk into the anointing. You got to pay a cost for it. And sometimes we don't want to pay the cost for the anointing. And God is saying, I've got to take you through that over there so you can reap your harvest and your blessings over here. What we don't understand, we're going through this in the spirit. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So right then and there, it tells us that we're not wrestling against the natural man. We're wrestling against spirits. We're wrestling against soul ties. We're wrestling against demonic forces. And when we get that into our spirit, we'll know exactly what we're dealing with. And like I said before, I just thank God on tonight because I understand that everything that I had to go through over there is pushing me into my purpose. It's pushing me into my destiny. When I wanted to give up, I had to fall before God and said, God, I want to give up. It was nothing but the grace of God that kept me. So I know that everything that we go through is a God ordained. You know, so many times, even like Job, you know, we look at the Job experience and we say, oh, my God, I don't know if I could go through it. And so many times we say, God, I can't go through that and I can't go through this. But when God puts it before you, he will not give you no more than you can bear. Like the word says, God is not going to give you no more than you can bear. And when I found that, when they said that I could possibly die, I'm like, okay, God, this is too much for me to bear. But you know what? God saw me through it. I'm a living witness, whatever you're going through. God will make provisions and God will make a way for you. He will make a way out for you. He will make the very elite provisions that you need in this season.
My God, my God, my God. 347-945-5416. Definitely have the doc in the building, also joined by Deacon Brown. It's a question I want to ask you, amen, as we begin to shift. I like where we're at right now, amen, although we have questions, amen, concerning business, amen. What is the number one rule in doing kingdom business?
The number one rule in kingdom business is to keep it professional. We got to be able to separate business from the church. And a lot of times people see us with the anointing. They see us with the titles, but they can't separate it from business, meaning that business is business and church is church. And when you do a service, you still deserve to be paid. And a lot of times the body of Christ, they don't like to pay because they see the spiritual side of you. So I would say to anybody tonight, get a contract. If they don't pay, it's business, take them to court. But make sure you have a contract. Make sure you're on the same terminology. Make sure that whoever you're doing business with, they understand your expectations. So the number one thing I would say is to keep it professional.
Yes.
And that's very difficult sometimes, you know, when you're acquainted with somebody in the kingdom.
Now, Evangelist, now, if I have a person, let's say all my business owners out there. Now, I got a person, and you know, they're not honoring their contractual obligations, or they're not bringing the requirements of their services, amen. Why do a lot of us Christians feel like if I don't let them so-called have their way, I'm not being a Christian? Why does it feel like you have that stigma, like, well, you're not being a Christian because you should, you know, the Bible says you should friends against friends, or, you know, the Bible says you don't go to the world. You just handle it, you know, kingdom, handle kingdom, but you should let me get a pass. What you say about that, Doc?
You know what? I have been broke for 3 years in business. I was trying to make this thing happen for me. And I was just simply letting everybody come, and I was simply giving, I was simply pouring out. And I just got, I woke up one day, I said, you know what, I'm not doing this anymore. They're progressing. I'm giving them all this in me. I'm still in the same place, and they're progressing from what I gave them. I mean, I'm writing grants. I'm writing bylaws. I'm doing 501c3s. I'm not charging people. I'm still broke, busted, and disgusted, and they still prosperous. They went on and got their 501c3, and they're paying themselves through the 501c3, and I'm still broke and disgusted. And I remember talking to my spiritual father even this year. He said, daughter, he said, I don't want to hear it no more, not unless you're going to make change. And that told me right there, I had to make a change in business. I love people, but if you don't pay when you get that contract, then I do what I got to do. But I make sure that they understand, even in the kingdom. Now, I also pray. And it's times where God says, I want you to barter. Or there's times where God says, I want you to be a blessing. So I gotta be. I have to make sure that I'm here in the spirit for what God is telling me in this season.
Yes, yes.
When do you cut business and ministry? Meaning, because I know if God bless you with a gift, and I know we minister, but then God give us that business side also. So when do you tell the difference of ministering and business? Because I know I do gospel rap, so I do so through my music. But when do you say, well, this side is ministering and this side is business?
Okay, for instance, I'm getting ready to go to Las Vegas in February, and I got invited to go to Michigan in April. And I had to understand that if people aren't paying me, how am I going to travel? If people don't want to pay me, how am I going to live? I do this for a living. And most people in ministry at some point, like singing or speaking, you're going to another level or a different dimension. If people are not paying you, you're not going to be able to pour out and give to other people. So you just have to get in a place. When you get at that level and you're recording and you're going from place to place, you have to get a contract to stay afloat. If you don't, you're not going to be able to do it.
Amen.
You know, I had to learn. I've learned so much this year. And I was just talking to someone today. I said, you know what? I said, people are all about themselves. And even though we Christians, we keep it real tonight, people are all about themselves. They will take and take and take as long as you give. But you just got to get in the back of your mind, you know what? I've given, but this is business. You know, get your contracts. Stay to get your contracts. The hardest thing for me to do was to, you know, stay afloat. And my top 10 business tips that I would give tonight is, you know, make sure you're managing your cash flow. At the beginning of the year, write your vision. Figure it out what it is that you want to do for your business or your nonprofit. Write the vision. Find out how much it costs. Get a budget. And then you can do fundraisers. You can figure out what you need to do to get the money for your business for the year, but your cash flow is fundamental. If you don't have cash flow, you can't really do anything.
Amen.
And the second tip I will share tonight is marketing. You know, people see me on Facebook. I have people inbox me, and they tell me, they say, you don't got to advertise that much. You don't got to do this. You don't got to do that. And you know what? Some people say I'm bragging. I said, no, it's business. When you in business, you blow it up. It's part of marketing. If you're not marketing, nobody's going to know who you are. Nobody's going to know that you're out there. So I strongly encourage you to market. I'm on Zang. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I went and Googled the top 20 social networks and made an account with all of them. And I blew them up every single day. I began to blog. I went and created me a blog page. And people don't understand e-commerce. Once you get a blog page and you get your first 1,000 hits, after your first 1,000 hits, you get paid $10 for every person from Google. So there's ways to make money through blogging. You can stay home and make money. There's a lot of ways to make money
even
from home. The other tip I will give is, you know, to make sure you're connecting with other people. Ask God to put positive people in your circle. because everybody is not for you. So make sure God is strategically connecting you with the people you need to be connected to. I remember last week I sat down with a young lady. She was 17 years old last month. She quit high school, so she didn't have a diploma. She had four kids at 17 years old. Mom was on crying. Dad was somewhere strung out, and her living conditions were horrible. I sat down with her, and I said, where do you see yourself? She said, I don't know. What do you see yourself doing? Oh, I don't know. I said, well, we're going to change this atmosphere. So I began to pray, and after I got done praying, she said, I don't know if that's going to help. So we were talking, and I asked her what was her career path at her high school, and she told me culinary arts. And I told her, I said, well, I have an idea. She opened up a cell phone. Oh, my God. She had so many cakes and pies and cupcakes. So we went to the SBA.gov. On the SBA.gov website, there's modules that you can go on, and there's a module how to start a business low cost or no cost. There's a module on networking. There's a module on branding. There's a module on cash flow, how to set up your business on QuickBooks. Whatever you need on SBA.gov is there. So we went over maybe about 10 modules on SBA.gov. I said, God said for me to bless you. We went and got our business license. We uploaded, gave her a business name, uploaded these pictures to Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, made maybe 1,000 brochures and got some flyers made, and began to go post in different places in the neighborhood and started this posting the social networking. The first week this young lady was in business, I sent some of her contact information to two of the local chambers. The first week, this is on a Monday. On Friday, she made $749. I said, do you think you can handle it? She did three wedding cakes. The next week, we sent it to some different chambers, and I sent an email to some people that I know. The second week, she made $800, and the final week, she made $15. And I'm saying that to say this. Whatever God has promised you, pour into it and just do it. God's going to make the provisions. And the second thing that I, the next thing that I would say for in business, you got to be consistent. There's going to be rough times. There's going to be down times. There's going to be bad times. I could have gave up, but I had to keep encouraging myself because I understood that what God had put in me, and I knew what God had promised me. When people said, well, I actually went to my local YWCA office and my local SBA office. And I remember going to the SBA office, and there was a Caucasian man, and most of the people in there, not the, the color struck or whatever. I remember going in there, and he began to tell me, he said, well, quote, unquote, he said, I think you're crazy. He said, you're leaving a teaching job, and you're going to start a business with no collateral? I said, I'm doing it. I've had some health issues, and I believe God. He said, well, I think you should find a job. I said, no, I'm going to believe God. They would not give me a grant. They said I didn't have enough collateral. They said it was no way in the world that I could have a business. And I can't, I'm here to tell somebody, this year has been the best year yet for me. This year, my collateral has turned over triple fold this year in the season. And I'm saying that to say this. If you go somewhere and they turn you down and they tell you, no, keep trying, I've been to the bank every year for the last 30 years. I went to the bank on Saturday, and the bank manager, he told me, he said, you got to do one more thing, and we can approve your loan. He said, matter of fact, I might not even have to approve your loan. I might find some investors to pick you up. So I thank God because this week on Wednesday, I'm meeting with a group of investors, and I'm saying I'm believing everything I need in business, I believe they're going to give me the money for it.
Mm. Amen. That's faith. That's faith. 347-945-5416. 347-945-5416. This is the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. We got the doctor in the building, Evangelist Dr. Alicia Broughton, coach, author, motivational speaker. Also, we got Deacon Brown. Amen. Fresh off the Why Would I video, amen. For those of y'all, my YouTube heads out there, definitely we're talking about empowerment business. The woman of God also talked about the suffering, birthing out the anointing, amen, the humble beginnings, the do's, the don'ts in business, amen. So one thing I want to ask you, amen, And you still got time, amen. I know, you know, we've been flowing, amen, and Doc has been putting a lot of information out there, amen. So make sure, if you didn't catch everything, go back to blogtalkradio.com/NathanOnTheSpot. Make sure you go back in the archive, listen slow, break out the notebooks, follow along with this woman of God, amen. This is not somebody talking who ain't got God in them. This ain't no motivational speaker who ain't got the grand motivator on the inside, amen. This is the Spirit of the Lord speaking through this vessel of God, amen. So pay attention. Now, Doc, what I want to ask you, what is the difference? What's the difference between a steward, a faithful steward, that God has assigned in your life, and the opportunist? I know you ran across them. Opportunists.
A steward is someone in the body of Christ that God is connecting with you for you to be a blessing, or you're connecting in the spirit. Opportunists, they're really connecting to you, and they're tagging along with you to see, you know, what they can obviously get from you. So that's how I would distinguish those two apart. And we need both of those two people in our life, because sometimes the opportunists, we know people will come to us and they're looking for opportunity. And, you know, just by helping them, God is going to bless us, but we still got to use wisdom in all that we do. I believe that, you know, since we are Christians and we're stepping out on faith, that God is going to provide every opportunity that we need. You know, make your press kit. Start your marketing. I was sitting down just today, and I've been getting this thing in my mind about, you know, millionaires and training. I went and Googled in the United States, millionaires and billionaires. So I Googled it, and I found out the number one, guess what, the number one billionaire is Bill Gates. And I'm getting ready to meet him this year. And I thank God, because I sent a letter to Gates Millennium Scholars, and he got the letter, and he meets with maybe about 40 families to 50 per year, and my family has got one of them to be chosen. And I believe I'm going to meet Mr. Bill Gates real soon. But Mr. Bill Gates made $72 billion last year, followed by Warren Buffett. He made $58.5 this year, and followed by Larry Ellison. I never heard of Larry Ellison. I went and Googled him. And the next person I saw was Charles Crouch and David Crouch. I went and Googled them. And there was a woman billionaire. Her name is Christy Walton. I Googled her. Michael Bloomberg, Sheldon Adano. So I just began to go and Google all the billionaires and began to actually literally send them letters. I believe somebody's going to respond and that they're going to be a blessing to me so that I can be a blessing to the kingdom. Now, I'm going to switch a little bit. I want to be a billionaire to be a blessing to the kingdom. I don't want to pay 10%. I want to pay exceedingly and abundantly. When my church has a need, I want to be able to bless. When my church wants to build a church, I believe that God is going to bless me, so whatever they need, I'll be able to give them the cash that they need. I want to be a blessing to my church so that whatever they need, if they need paint, whatever the issue is, I know in my church right now, we need repairs. And I'm about to in this season. I'm working on it right this week because we got a need right now. And I called the accountant today. I said, God, I'm going to be able to bless my church with the money that they need. So I'm saying, you know what? When we get a blessing, be a blessing to someone else. I want to be able to help the hungry, feed the poor. I want to be able to start a nonprofit. I just applied for a nonprofit status. And the name of my nonprofit status is called Unlimited Expectations, meaning that, you know, the world says the sky is the limit. And you know what? I believe that God, he's there, and he's not the limit. He's our all in all. So I believe in this nonprofit. I'll be able to clothe the hungry, feed the sick. I believe that because there's certain circumstances where you go through this channel. For me, I had to go apply for welfare, for public assistance when I was going through. And they began to say, well, you got this asset, you got that asset, you got to sell everything you got. I'm like, well, I lost everything. They gave me the runaround. It was all this red tape, and I still was back to square root one. But God let me know. He said, you're not getting public assistance because I want you to do it my way. So I'm saying that to say this. I want to be a blessing through this nonprofit. So when people are diagnosed with cancer, or people are diagnosed with something, or people are going through a hard economic time, and they come, I can be a blessing to them. So, you know, to receive and to be a blessing, you gotta give. You got to give. You can't expect anything in return if you're not going to be a giver.
That's right. That's right. My God, my God. Listen, y'all got less than 10 minutes to definitely get in with this powerful woman of God. Amen. Listen, don't be intimidated. I'm getting messages. A lot of y'all listening in. Amen. I'm getting messages. Amen. Listen, do not be intimidated. Amen. She wants to help you. Amen. So definitely, if you need help for your business, I know as church folks, we all in ministry. We bishops, we apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, all this going on. But we don't want to push one, amen, to admit we need some help. Amen. That's what's going on in this season. God assigned help to a lot of people, amen. And you don't want to, amen, ask the question that's burning in your chest, amen. Amen. So ask this woman of God. You got less than 10 minutes. Amen. Woman of God, give your information out. Amen. For those who want to contact you directly.
You can view my website at www.unlimitedex.com. Again, www.unlimitedex.com. Or you could call my business line, which is area code 302-236-3557. Or you could hit me up on Facebook at Author Alicia Broughton. I am on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Zang as well. So you could find me on any of those social networkings. Or you could Google me. If you Google me, you'll find me on a lot of different websites. So you can Google me and find out what I've been doing. And my contact information is there as well.
My God, my God. Woman of God, I got probably one or two more questions, amen, to ask you, amen. Now, the anointing that's on you, amen, as an evangelist, where did you get the call? Where did the call find you at? What were you doing? Was it in the midst of the suffering, the Lord quickened you with his voice, amen, or was it before the suffering, amen, or you went through as an evangelist, or you went through and then you came out as an evangelist, amen? The call was there, amen, but when you took up the mantle, when you said, yes, Lord.
Even before I was born, and according to my parents, before I was even born, my mom was a month pregnant, and my parents tried to abort me. And my parents were driving to Philadelphia to the abortion clinic, and my mom had got sick on the way there, so they had to stop her to the hospital. When she got into the hospital, they said she had a temperature, and it was over 104. They said they didn't even know how she was standing. So she was hospitalized 2 days. Okay, now mind you, they only had a limited amount of money to get this abortion. Well, they had spent over half of the money that they had from her being in the hospital and from the hotel. So when she got to the hospital, they tried to go to this abortion clinic again. My mom was okay, and when she got into the abortion clinic, she got sick again.
Mm.
So for a whole week, three different times they tried to abort me, and something happened every day that prohibited it from them aborting me. So when they told me the story, I understood. You know, I always kind of like felt like I was rejected always growing up, and even in high school, most of my friends were Caucasians, and the kids of color, they picked on me. They called me wacky. They called me smart. So even growing up, I always felt like I was rejected. And when people began to reject me, I began to get this bitterness in my heart. And, okay, even further back than that, I was molested when I was 3 years old by a family member, by an uncle.
Mm.
And and it went on for a while, and I guess I went to school and I told someone. So I have been experiencing rejection from the time I was born. So as I grew up, I was really, really bitter. I wasn't a troubled youth, but I was bitter, and I didn't even know where I was going. And I remember when I was maybe 19 years old, I went into this particular ministry, Apostle Ivory Hopkins. I became a member at Pilgrim's Ministry of Deliverance, and they have a strong prophetic and healing mantle in the ministry. And as I begin to sit in this ministry, I begin to get healing and deliverance and restoration that has taken place over the years. And I can truly say today that I'm whole and that I'll definitely share it. But I thank God for the man of God, because as he began to teach, he began to publicly speak in my life. And I remember in 1998, he prophesied to me. He told me, he said, you don't have a voice. He said, but you have a voice that's going to reach the nations. He said, everything that you went through, you had to go through it to share it with someone else. And I began to even get importations, and, you know, I quit church. I went back and just kept quitting and going. And I just got to the point maybe about 3 years ago. I said, you know what? I'm going to turn my every pain into a testimony. And then I didn't even understand the call that I had until like 3 years ago. I just would like pray for people. People would tell me they were sick. I would just start praying for people. And I began to, as I began to pray for people, people started to feel better. They got healed. And I remember one of my Caucasian friends, she had cancer. She said, you have healing hands. Now, she not saying she was rubbing my hands. She said, you have healing hands. And I prayed for her. She came back. She said the doctors couldn't find anything. At that point, I realized that I carried a healing and prophetic mantle in my mouth and in my hands. And God began to deal with me. He began to say to me, he said, when you open your mouth, it's going to be like flint. He said, you carry a healing mantle, and as you begin to tell your testimony, it's going to impact the nations.
My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. You know, it's funny why you say that, because I was just sitting here listening to you, and I hear the Holy Spirit say that you have like a David mantle on you, amen, because we know David was a general, amen, in the army. He was king.
Yes.
He was also in the music, a writer, and you're so very multidimensional, amen, and you have a heavy mantle on your life that's so much you have to stay in prayer. You have to stay in the face of God. You have to depend on God on the level that you do, amen. That's why you're able to speak the way you do, amen, and so people don't realize when you talk like that, you know, and you walk like that, it translates into a manifestation. It translates into a manifestation, and people have to realize that in this season. Give your information out one more time, and then we're going to shift to Deacon Brown as we get ready to prepare to let the woman of God, amen, make her her exit, amen. We'll definitely have her back on in the future. Definitely we'll get with her assistant, amen, and definitely get the woman of God back on here, amen, to give out some more jewels, amen, because I know I definitely was blessed on tonight, amen, and definitely a lot of confirmation, amen. I know Pastor Hill was blessed. I can feel him right now, amen, because we just yoked together in this thing, amen. So I bless amen. God for him, amen. I know Deacon Brown was quick and amen, because when he received an amen, he get real deep and quiet, amen. So I know how Deacon rolls, man. So woman of God, go ahead and give us the information, and we're going to shift to the man of God.
My website is www.unlimitedex.com, or you can call me by VSL, 302-236-3557. Amen.
Amen, amen. Doc, we definitely appreciate having you on, taking time out of your schedule. You got a gazillion things going on. Woman of God, I know you got to have God in you, amen. You got that Elijah anointing when you just running. I'm talking about running 40 days, amen, because you're always doing something, amen. You're everywhere, amen. And you don't depend on nobody but God to get it done, amen. So I know it ain't nothing but the Holy Ghost, amen. So I bless
amen.
God. Amen. I know a word of prayer. Y'all keep this woman of God in prayer, amen. Definitely, amen. The doctor, amen. The evangelist, amen.
I just want to encourage you gentlemen for, you know, the radio show that you're doing. And it's impacting the lives of many. So continue to stay focused. Keep it rolling. Even when it's hard times, don't give it up. Keep moving forward. Because God says, because you're blessing others, he says your blessing is going to be exceedingly in this season, abundantly and more than you can ask for. So I encourage you, men of God, to continue to move forward, because the best is yet to come for you in this season.
Jesus. My God, I don't know if I want you to leave or just stop preaching, amen. You didn't preach enough, amen. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I can bear witness by the Spirit of the Lord that the evangelistic anointing, amen, the office of an evangelist was properly demonstrated by the Holy Ghost on here tonight. The Holy Ghost has set the bar on here, amen. So you have heard an evangelist on here, amen. I know all the apostles and prophets that we had on here, national and regional, amen. I've always asked the question, have you seen any an evangelist lately? They said, man of God, it's just sad. It's just sad. I know, shout out to Apostle Tyson, amen, Kingdom Works down there in Texas. I know we had this conversation on here, and he said, man of God, it's just sad right now in the body of Christ. Many of them have given it up to go into the office of apostles and things of that nature, amen. Amen. It's just like, he said, man, you don't know how key it is in this hour to have evangelists in the body of Christ. He said, that's a powerful work there, amen. So we just bless you, woman of God, and everything that you're doing, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen. Deacon Brown, amen. Man of God, amen. Go ahead and let the people know how you were blessed and give them your information about your video, your album. I know you're wrapping up that album, amen. We definitely jammed that on EMG. You know, that Born Again, we definitely going to blast that off. And that Why Would I, amen. We got that Man of God coming up very soon, amen. Very, very soon, amen. You stay tuned for that, amen, on February the 23rd. But go ahead, Man of God.
Amen, amen. I like to encourage the woman of God that if you keep on pressing on and doing what God has called you to do, because you do have the power to enlighten people life when with information and with wisdom and how to do certain things. And I just like to encourage you just stay focused and keep going on doing what God has called you to do. And my information is you can find me on YouTube, Deacon Brown, hit single Why Would I. You can download on iTunes, Deacon Brown, Why Would I? And you can follow me on Twitter at Uncle T. Twitter is Uncle T. And that's about all. And even on Facebook, Taking Over My City Brown.
Amen, amen. Well, definitely, definitely. We want the woman of God before she, I don't know if she's, Evangelist, she's still with us.
I'm still with you, yes.
Amen. I would like for you to go ahead and just have final word and take us out in prayer, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Sure. I just want to say the best is yet to come. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I come to you tonight, God, as only as I know how, oh God. And God, we thank you for every caller on this call on tonight, oh God, under the sound of my voice, oh God. And God, even as I begin to pray, oh God, God, I ask you to move through the call lines, oh God, whatever the need is tonight, oh God. God, I ask you to meet the need, oh God. God, I thank you right now for total healing, deliverance, and restoration, oh God, to everyone that's on this call, oh God. God, I ask you to stir up the gifts and that's on tonight, oh God. God, for the best is yet to come, oh God. God, you said in your word, when two come together and agree, oh God, it shall be so, oh God. And tonight we're coming together, God, and we're agreeing, oh God. God, we're standing on your word, oh God, and we believe your word, oh God. God, I'm asking you right now, God, to shut the atmosphere, oh God, for all the things in our life, oh God, that you have promised us, oh God, in this season, oh God. God, I thank you right now for the people of God on this call, oh God. God, whatever the issue may be on tonight, oh God. God, I ask you to set the captives free, oh God, in this season, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, I speak things as dead and well, oh God. God, I speak things into the atmosphere, oh God. God, we decree them all tonight, oh God. And God, we say thank you in advance, oh God. God, we praise you in advance. God, I thank you right now for I will bless the Lord all times, oh God. Your praise shall always be in my mouth, oh God. God, we come thanking you, oh God, on tonight, oh God. God, we love you, God. We praise you and we thank you, oh God. And God, we thank you right now for the men of God on this call, oh God. God, I ask you to bless them. God, give them enlightenment, oh God. Give them wisdom, oh God. Give them courage to stay, oh God, in this season, oh God. God, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, oh God. God, we'll be careful to give your name the honor, oh God, on tonight, oh God. In Jesus' name, we say thank you in advance, oh God. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you,
amen.
God.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. We'll see you on Sunday with the Stellar Award nominee, the Gospel Legends. God bless you. Good night.
Good night.
I know that you're in.